You're going to get violated, madam. That's all I have to say on the matter.
Given that her maid, Tanvi, had been lecturing her for over an hour, talking as the other servants of the house had come and gone, Pival Sengupta was quite certain that this was not all the maid had to say about the matter. It was irrelevant that Pival had told Tanvi that she was visiting family, that she would be perfectly safe in America. Beyond being scandalized that she was traveling a mere 3 months after her husband Ram's death, no one believed that she would survive the trip. Perhaps their suspicion came from Bollywood, from movie after movie where women on their own in foreign lands were constantly propositioned. Or more likely it came from the 1,000 lectures that girls from India's villages received about how travel of any kind led to rape. It was amazing, Pival thought, that so many village girls came to Kolkata to work if their families were all so concerned about losing their honor. If anything, Pival had assured her servants, America would be safer than India. It had to be. But they refused to listen. All of the servants had shown their disapproval in their own ways, from Suraj, her yoga instructor, who told her as he stretched out her calves, that the prospect of the trip was altering her breathing and negatively affecting her chakras, to Pinky, the cook, no more than 18 years old, and already scowling at Pival like an old village woman. Even the milkman had taken a few moments out of his busy early morning schedule to warn her about the dangers of traveling anywhere, particularly alone. All of them she could patiently ignore, except Tanvi. Her voice was the loudest, a never-ending fount of dire warnings and forebodings that barely stopped, even as the maid chewed and spat pawn, her words bubbling out with red spit around the mouthful of leaves. Her lips were stained bright red, which was the point. Pival knew she and the other maids chewed the stuff for its lipstick-like qualities. Pival would catch them admiring their crimson mouths in the mirror, humming songs from the latest Shah Rukh Khan movie. She knew she should scold them for their laziness, but she could never bring herself to do so. They hid their stained red teeth with closed mouth smiles, but when they laughed, it looked to Pival like their mouths were full of blood.
Such things happen in America every day. Nice people go on trips abroad and come back violated. And it's expensive, huh? Lakhs and lakhs for a pair of shoes. What is the point, I ask you? Shoes are here. Why go somewhere to get violated for shoes? Visiting relatives is all well and good, but decent people should be coming here to comfort you, not this leaving and begging for family nonsense.
Sarya, the other maid in the room, nodded as she received Tanvi's wisdom and the white garment Tanvi had folded. It was a perfect square. As Tanvi grew upset, her folding became increasingly precise and perfect, until you could have cut onions with the razor-sharp corners of the sari silk. Pival had never liked Tanvi. Her husband Ram had employed the girl when they first married, presenting a child of 15 to his 20-year-old bride, before the maid had the chance to wipe the dust from her village off her shoes, before his bride's wedding henna had begun to fade. Pival wanted to keep her own maid, but Ram insisted that young Tanvi would be easier to train. At the time, Pival had accepted the new servant as an indulgence, one of the many Ram, then so generous, lavished on her. As Tanvi grew from Pival's maid into a kind of housekeeper, directing all the servants around her with an iron fist, she wondered if Ram had known even then that his wife would be lacking in authority, and had found a servant who could act as a substitute. That too she had seen as a kind of kindness, a thoughtfulness on Ram's part, making up for her deficits, anticipating her flaws. It wasn't until years later that Pival realized Ram didn't want a servant more loyal to Pival and her family than to him. He had built himself an ally who would turn against Pival when needed.